Welcome, everybody, to podcast number 12 of Money Powered Influence. I'm your host, BC. I'm here with my esteemed guest and partner, Arash. Last week was phenomenal. We actually went up another two spots, and we're at the number 20 in the education category. Last week was great. I just released the product. I know Arash released the product, so we're rocking and rolling. What's up, Arash?
Yeah, brother, we're rocking and rolling. Are you ready to be number one podcast in education? Because I am. And then we take it from there. I don't know. What do you do if you go number one on these podcasts? And do we then, is it like an overall champion? We need to go there. How does that work?
Yeah, they split it up into two categories. They have the rankings for each individual category, like education, entertainment, sports, and then they have the overall. I think overall we're top 300, I believe. I need to check it again because it varies day by day, but we're definitely climbing consistently every week, that's for sure.
Okay, cool. Because we know we're going to take our category, but then we have to have another goal. We'll take overall and then see how the fuck that goes. I'm doing good, man. How was your product release?
Good, man. I'm still, my phone is ringing every couple minutes and I'm making sales, so I'm happy.
Hell yeah. Okay, very cool. Mine was pretty awesome, too, and now I got a new product I'm working on that's going to top that one, and that's become quite a game for me in my life. Meanwhile, I got a live event coming up and a few other things, so let's kill this thing. Let's help some people out.
What's funny is while you were talking, I just made two more sales. That's funny.
Hell yeah.
Cool. So, you know, I love this theme, Arash, and this was, of course, greatly inspired by you, of constant, and I know this, I've been getting a lot of questions lately, especially about money and business, and I think this would be great to touch on, is when I looked at you originally, and I looked at other top business people, I said they're always creating. They're always pushing. They're always topping themselves constantly, month after month, week after week, day after day. And when it comes to the subject of money, that's something that immediately, when I adopted that and said, okay, this is a part of me now, and I have to exhibit this on a very high level and constantly be pushing and creating. Like, for example, when I announced this new product that I just released, I literally announced it, and then I remember shutting it off, and I had two people around me. I said, I haven't even started making this product yet, but I announced it, I'm going to make it, and I'm going to fucking kill it. And that's what I did, right? And I got testimonials coming in. I'm about to post another testimonial video that I got, actually, right after the podcast. But I've noticed that as I push more, create more, and continuously it's like I'm pushing against the universe and expanding more, it seems like money just flows in. And especially lately, it's really become apparent to me. And I noticed that the average person doesn't really do that, or they feel like, okay, I can't expand because, you know, someone's going to judge me, or maybe I'm not that good enough yet. And I can say for a fact that it's my ability to really believe in myself and know that I've put in the work. When it comes to my profession in real estate, for example, I'm constantly refining my skills, studying the market, pushing technology, pushing all these fronts that I know other agents aren't doing. So when I go after people or I sit in front of a client, I know what I bring to the table. So I have no problem stepping up and saying, I'm the man in this space. Is there something in particular for you that really attributes to you constantly creating and pushing that that really keeps you going in the fashion and with the ferocity that you do?
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what it does. So I'm now working on my physique onto the next level. You know, I gave it a year, March 20th to March 20th, and then I was going to reevaluate, and I did, and I decided I was going to do it again, but in another level. So in the last 3 days, I've been eating really good. And what I mean by that is I won't eat anything that's not absolutely delicious, like delicious. And so there's this restaurant here. It's a Korean barbecue. And in 3 days now, they know me really well because I'm there. I'm there. Lunch, I'm there, dinner, I'm there whenever I get a fucking break. I'm just there eating this food, you know? And obviously, my body is starting to react to it because I'm putting on a different amount of size because I love eating. And I caught myself today thinking, how much money am I spending on this food? And I was like, okay, fuck it. I'm not even going to think like that because I knew if I actually did the math, it would be a little bit too much. So I was like, okay, fuck this. Like, I'm actually not going to do it. If I sit down and do it, I might actually not eat the way I'm eating. So my goal is important. I'm going to keep fucking doing it. And before, in the past, I had a difficult time eating because whatever the fucking reason. But then I had the realization, well, I could just eat something absolutely delicious. I don't have to eat something not delicious. It's just going to cost more, but I'm going to go fucking eat like a king every time. So it's been 3 days. I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep this up, but that's one reason, is that I want to be able to eat, okay? Then I was driving today, and I've been really thinking about a new car. Like, just fuck, it's in my mind, right? Because I had a girl who drove here from Colorado, which is, took her 2 days, two days to come here and hang out with me for a day, really. And so yesterday when I went to go see her, it became really obvious that I shouldn't be in my Prius to pick her up, you know? And obviously I could have picked her up in my Jeep, but I'm just not comfortable in my Jeep. My Jeep is for, like, you know, zombie apocalypse, and it's not for to drive around town. So I was like, fuck, man. So today I'm driving around, and I said, okay, fuck this. So I go to these dealerships. I had a couple of hours, and I find this just beautiful, beautiful fucking BMW. And I go up to the guy. It's a used car. All I want is a car to go from office to office, really. Okay, so I have my car that's Prius. You know, I live about 30 minutes away, so I'll use that. And then I have my Jeep for zombie apocalypse. I have my van for long-distance trips, which I'm going to change to the super ugly. But anyways, I need like a sick car. I need one where it's time to pick somebody up, and they're like, whoa, yeah? So I don't have that yet. So long story short, I fucking arrived at this dealer, and I'm asking about this car, and God, it's beautiful, right? So they look at me. I'm in sweats, a T-shirt, and a beanie. And then the guy comes up, and I said, how much? And he said, that much. I said, how about cash? And he looked at me and said, cash, all of it right now, cash. How much difference? And then the guy said, well, somebody before you was going to pay cash. I said, how much? And the guy said, $11,000. I said, I'll give you $11,500 right now. I have it on me. He looked at me, right? I said, I have it on me. Let's make a deal. I'll take the car for $11,500 right now. And he's like, okay, hold on. And he goes in the fucking office, and I'm waiting there. It takes about 5 minutes. I'm waiting there. And then I realize, wow, you know what? I hold the money. I hold the power. So I walked out of the dealership. And the guy ran behind me. Hey, where are you going? I said, you took too long, man. He goes, hey, I said, you took too long, man. Sorry. And I got in my car, and I felt like such a fucking boss. Now, you may be listening to me, somebody out there being like, he's a dick. Okay, thank you. I don't know if I'm a dick. I know that if somebody came to me and said $11,500 in my hand right now, I probably wouldn't go in the fucking office for 5 minutes and not have them sit down and hear some water and let me treat you kind of good. You know, don't make me fucking wait out there for 5 minutes, act like I'm fucking nobody. So I left. And then I went from dealer to dealer to dealer, and I would just walk up, and I would look at the car, and I would say, look, this is how much cash I have. I was going to say $10,000 after that. I said, I have $10,000. Which one of these cars, $10,000, I can just drive off the lot right now? You should have seen the way that these people were treating me. So what drives me? Well, those are two things today that drive me. But I'm sure every day I can think of another reason why I shouldn't be wealthier than I am right now. Because I can only imagine how people like Lil Wayne or Floyd Mayweather or Conor McGregor or, you know, some of these like multimillionaires, I can now only imagine the kind of life they live. And you know what? I want that life, Brian. I'm going to get that fucking life, BC. I'm telling you, I'm going to do it. And the process, I'm enjoying it. And that's part of the reason I create so much. That's what it's about, man.
That's beautiful, man. And I know you will. And I'm so glad you brought that up about the dealerships. I remember when I started and I was hunting for the GTR, I was getting treated like shit. And I literally had like a cashier's check in my pocket for like 60 or 70 grand as a down payment. And I'm standing there and I'm like, this fucking guy, dude, he's like not paying attention to me, playing this little, oh, let me go to the office and come back. I remember one dealership in particular. I mean, I walked in just like you. I'm very similar in that fashion. I said, that's the car that I want. I've done my research. Give me the numbers and I'll buy it right now within 5 minutes. And I remember the first dealership I went into, I literally got talked to for like an hour. And after every 2 minutes, I was like, dude, stop talking to me. Give me the car. I have the money. Let's go. And I get talked to for an hour. I get moved over here and there. And I literally did the exact same thing you did. I literally just walked out of several dealerships until I showed up to the
Hell
right
yeah.
one, presented, had the right salesman in front of me who understood, who was walking in there. And I was in and out. I mean, in, checking out the car, brought my inspector, signed all the paperwork. I was literally in and out within 30 minutes. It was beautiful. And I thanked that guy, and I've sent him probably 3 or 4 referrals to people who have bought that caliber of car or better in the last year. And I was like, this guy gets it, right? And, you know, and that really, that experience, when you said it, it really just it festered up all those emotions in me again. And I was like, fuck, man, I hated going through that. It almost became like it was taking the enthusiasm out of buying the car. I was like, fuck, man, I want this car so bad, but these people are so terrible. Like, they need to do some training. And another thing that opened my eyes to was the lack of training, the lack of discipline, the lack of communication skills, and everything else. And that's really one of the also factors that fueled me to grow my YouTube more and get my message out more, was because I hate to see people go through this type of situation that I was. And that also is something that pushed me to create, was seeing other people's fuck-ups and saying, okay, how can I put my footprint here and prevent this from happening, or put people in a position where they can learn and not do this? Because not only is that painful as a salesman, but it's also painful as a customer to sit there and have that experience. Because now all of a sudden going in there to buy the Ferrari or the Lamborghini turns into a nightmare, and it almost sucks all the energy out of you. So I wanted to direct a question to you now, Arash, that was brought up to me, and I think you would be a perfect candidate to answer. I think we have the caller on right now.
Hey, this is Yoga Chris, and I got a question about, so basically I got an ex who she has some influence in a town where I used to live, and I like to go back there and teach sometimes, but it's quite difficult. She spreads rumors about me. So I guess it's a kind of a two-part question. The first one is, one, what's like a direct way to, I guess, combat that, because definitely I'm increasing my power and influence, but I don't yet have so much power and influence that it supersedes her local influence. I have more maybe global or national presence, but not yet so much so that it just kind of overpowers her local presence. And the second part would be, I have a video that I'd like to upload that is me and her. I'm training her basically in some acrobatics, and some of the rumors that she spreads about me have to do with, like, you know, how I interact with women, gaming, manipulation, touch, and persuasion and things like this. And so I'm wondering, what's the best way to utilize this video for whatever the answer to, I guess, part one would be?
Hey, man. Good to have you back in the U.S., dude. How was your trip over there?
Just, like, phenomenal, next level. I mean, I'm still, like, absorbing it all. I'm about to practice, really meditate on it. I mean, I could tell you that, like, chakra meditation and, like, ethereal,
yeah,
like, full body work is on the next level. Like, I got a lot of experience with tantra and, like, channelings and other esoteric arts. So it's definitely next level. I look forward to sharing it.
Hell yeah. Okay, I would love to do, like, some kind of a Diamond Mind video with you when I see you next. So the 15th and 16th will be Prometheus here in San Jose. You have a discount on it. If you want to go, do what we got to do. Let's get that out of the way so you can come here. Vince will be here. BC will be here. A few people you know will be here. But to answer your question, this is a tricky situation, Chris, because I very much experience it. I have a very big following worldwide, and locally, I'm quite a celebrity now. Like, I'm literally known now. I am recognized. It happened again today, wherever I go. And I'm going to increase the local presence even more. More billboards coming out now. I'm probably going to restart my TV show again. And however, locally, there's been so many rumors spread about me having 10 ex-girlfriends who live in the same fucking city who band together, but it's a bunch of other fucking students. I mean, you know, they've been on this smearing campaign for my name. And one thing I've really learned watching the way Donald Trump moves, I've been just observing, because no matter what level of attack they may try to do on me or my business, we're observing somebody in the media get completely blacklisted. We're talking about Donald Trump. And at the same time, the guy is just whooping everybody's ass. And I've got really fascinated watching him, and I pay very close attention to this aspect of the situation. And what I've noticed is simple. It's almost like he just keeps going and just does what the fuck he does and doesn't give a shit. I don't know. Maybe he gives a shit. Maybe he doesn't give a shit. But it's like after a while, the media looks stupid. in the beginning, they almost seemed legit. Then he just kept doing his thing, and I remember the voting night. I remember I was on the edge of my seat. I voted for Donald Trump, and suddenly he whooped Hillary's ass, and I was like, son of a bitch. These motherfuckers were saying, like, oh, there's no chance he's going to win, and holy shit. And I feel in our life, meaning me, you, our comrades, our allies, we hold the truth, my brother. You're not a pervert. You're not a weird guy doing weird things to women. You're just the fucking opposite, actually. And not only that, you just came back from, I don't know how many months you were in India. Brother, let me just tell you something. You now have everything in your hand. You have everything in your hand to explode worldwide in yoga. Like, I've been thinking about this. I've just been thinking about this. There's a way to do this. I don't know. Hopefully I see you here. If I don't, I'll see you in LA for sure. You got it. You've created that piece that I've talked about many times in old videos where I say a person goes away and comes back recreated. When you go away the way you did and you go to India and you have proof of it and you come back, you are in a position right now before you start posting too much. You're in a perfect position to decide exactly how you want the world to see you now and then give them that perspective as an artist that says, this is who I am, and I've been in India for so many months meditating for 6 to 7 hours a day at some of the most holy sites, at the feet of some of the most powerful yogi masters and blah, 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 whatever it is, and you just come back and you go, this is it now. This is the truth. This is who I am. This is what I know. So fuck that little bitch for trying to spread to upset your name. As she does that, what you do is what I do here, is you continuously put out the truth. I keep putting out more and more. You know, I'm out back in the pickup arts again. I'm out of retirement, man. I am fucking killing it. And so my Instagram is being filled with experiences and women and what I can do and my statuses are about women. And so these little hoes just try to talk shit about me, and then suddenly the truth comes out, and all I need is for someone to look at me. Then you have to have the presence of mind, like Donald Trump does, or Kanye West, or anybody in the public eye, to just be there and accept some of this nastiness that comes your way without it damaging you. It doesn't need to damage you. Like, I just really laugh at it now. And also, I'll give you this final piece. And this final piece is very important, very important. You're in a position to judge them. You don't have to take their judgment. Like, when I walk around here, I'm disgusted by people. I'm grossed out by them. And I don't give a shit, you know? Like, I look at them like, yo, dude, what the fuck are you? First of all, if you're somebody who hasn't taken care of yourself, like I was ordering food, and this fucking girl was just hair in a weird-ass dirty bun, no makeup, she had a little muffin top, and she's like trying to be nice to me. In my mind, I was like, don't be nice to me. Go be nice to yourself first. You know, you're disgusting. I don't even want you touching my food, you fucking nasty little hoe. And this may sound harsh, but you know what? The reality is, I believe they're judging me also. And so being nice to them isn't the right strategy. The right strategy is to be the lion or the wolf that you are and show them that you can hunt. And so when we're talking about this is money, power, and success, we're talking about money. That's something that they don't have. So when you have it, you throw it in their face as I do. Or if you have your spirituality, you have your yoga poses, whatever the fuck you have, throw it in their goddamn faces. Fight from your power. Okay, that was a big answer. I'll pass it on to BC.
Awesome. And I love what Arash said. Right on. I was just going to say keep shining and keep getting bigger because that's really my angle in that. You know, I've had a lot of naysayers in real estate too. I've had a lot of people try to trash my name because either studying pickups, studying with Arash, and you know, oh, well, you know, you're different and this and that because I didn't fit into the mold of what a realtor was, because I spoke my mind, because I checked into strip clubs and all that. And my constant and never-ending growth and skill, which could not be denied by them, has eventually now gotten so big that any attack that I get now doesn't really affect me at all. I've literally proven myself time and time again, and that is what has taken me to the position that I'm at, even with the naysayers, because I still have naysayers. I have even more naysayers. I have people trying to slander my name all the time. You know, I found out I have one person here locally in my market. I don't know who it is, and I can't wait to find out because I'm going to sue the shit out of them. But they're actually, to all my current clients that are doing business with me, they're mailing them something telling them that I'm a scam. And I think it's funny because I got a hold of one of these little pages recently, and I laughed. They send it from an anonymous place, and they do this and that. So I think it's a sign that you're growing, and you just have to keep shining, man. That's really what it's about. But when I started seeing that from my clients, Arash, that people were actually mailing my clients letters saying I was a scam, it made me laugh.
Well, you know, my ex-girlfriend, Raquel, that blonde dirty girl who's now prostituting herself and is all over the web stripping, when her and I broke up, she started emailing all of my clients and my potential clients and telling them that Arash and the girls only use people. I've been in private conversation with them. They're only using you. And how did I know this? Because one of the girls sent me an email and said, you should just know that I'm getting this email. So, and she wasn't the only one. I've had my phone hacked. That guy's sued for $6 million, my friend. He's lost the lawsuit, just so you guys know. Not only that, he's going to be in jail. You know who I'm talking about, BC, which you said, you see me again. He is going to be in jail. I'm going to put his fucking ass in jail. And so this is the way it goes. When you're at top, that's what I'm talking about. How many rumors are going around about Donald Trump? It's like on one end, we want power. On another end, we don't want any of the things that come with it. No, no, no. Accept it. But do what I do, fight back. When you can, fight back, okay? Chris, there's no man on the planet that has ever suffered for a reputation of being a womanizer, okay? That's a lie. That's a media lie. That's a feminist lie, pretending as if a man who's a womanizer is somebody that people don't like. I am a fucking womanizer. I am proud of it. I love it. I am a player. I am the best in the world. I love beautiful women. I love their company. I love hanging out with them. I adore them. And you know what? I'm a business owner of 5 businesses. I have a women's fitness center, and nothing can fucking touch me. They've tried Yelping, and now I'm the highest rating fucking Yelp at gym. Like, give me a break, right? So don't ever think, if you're a guy listening, by listening to this feminist bullshit that's pushed out there that, oh, you know, you're going to lose your business. BC is another one. He said he would check into strip clubs and whatever. Like, what woman doesn't love a man who loves women? Only a disgusting, face-challenged feminist, probably. And that's it. Everybody, don't worry about it. It'll work to your favor. Just be able to take someone that you can go forward.
Oh, man. Preach, Arash. Please continue. We can end it with this one more question. I'll answer it, then I'll pass it to you, Arash. One of the listeners asked, how do you handle those who oppose you who are accomplished in the field that you want to be accomplished in or that you want to pursue? And I was receiving a lot of this when I started in real estate and even somewhat a bit in YouTube. This is what I did. When I started, I knew that pickup and some of these other things were going to be used against me. But I stayed. I don't want this to be misunderstood, but I stayed in my lane, meaning I worked every single day with the knowledge in my mind that was eventually I was doing the tasks that were necessary to be successful, and everything else would be irrelevant. Right? I was attacked by my own colleagues, but I told myself, look, when I start having success in this thing, which is real estate, and I really make it big, it's not going to fucking matter. Like the example we always bring up, if Brad Pitt goes to a bar and pees on the bar and moons everybody and gets naked, it's collapsed, and no, he's great because he's Brad Pitt. But if it's the bum from across the street who comes in and does that, he gets fined, his ass kicked, and he gets put in jail. So it depends on who's doing it, right? So what I did was, whenever I started, I said, okay, I'm going to eventually become a figure in this, and I can do it without anybody else's help. I'm going to study the best, and I'm going to become the best. And when I become the best, they can't tell me shit. So even though I was attacked, I didn't let it get me off the train of getting to success. And the way I handled people who opposed me was I simply just ignored them. I was being attacked. I ignored them. And now that I'm at the top, they either don't attack me anymore, or when they attack, now I destroy them because I'm in a position to destroy them. So I'll pass it to you, Arash.
Yeah, I remember clearly the first time in the seduction community. If you guys are not familiar with it, this is a different podcast. But in the seduction community, you know, I am it. I'm the goddamn fucking celebrity of the world, and I wasn't always this guy. But I remember clearly when I got a comment from who at that time was like the godfather of this thing, a guy named Ross Jeffries. And and I was like, wait, what? Like, he mentioned my name and said that I was a psychotic, manipulative. I mean, like, he went to town on me, right? And I was actually working out. And I was like, whoa, what the fuck? Is this actually happening? Like, can you imagine the guy whose books and videos you have bought is suddenly talking about you publicly? Like, let's say Tony Robbins, who I bought all this shit, suddenly he's like, Arash is a phony. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. And so as I'm thinking this, that idiot sends me a private message on Facebook. And he's like, hey, I'm on to you. I'm going to take you out. And then he sends me a Yelp, negative Yelp review that a female had done about my academy. And he goes, you're going to be taken. And I was like, I messaged him. I said, are you serious, man? I bought your stuff. I admire you. Why would you act like this? And he comes back, goes, oh, I know. You're crazy. And I was like, oh, my God. And so I had my adrenaline was pumping. I was like, what the fuck is happening here? Why is this guy attacking me? I was a little bit nervous because he had a name, you know. And I just remember the final thing I said to him. I said, you message me one more time, bro. This will be considered harassment. I want you to sit back and watch what real power looks like. And I just did what BC just said, Brian just said. I just did my thing, man. And then he came after me so hard in one of these groups, May the Frame Be With You, and he just went after me. I mean, it was like books were written about me by him. And I swear to God, I mean, I have to, like, remind people that he exists in this community now. I mean, he is a flea. Not even a flea. Even fleas are bothersome. He's not even bothersome. And that's how you do it. Like, you are known by the size of your competition. So if you have somebody in your own field now attacking you, take a look to see how big they are, okay? And sometimes little people, like I had this dirty stalker who was like he's just like one of those, like, in the movies, that's like half retarded, sounds like that, smells like piss, picks his nose. Alcoholic, like one of those people was stalking me, legitly stalking me and tapping my phone and shit like that. And that guy, there's people like that who are just zeros, like negatives. They're not even zero. They're below zero. And they attack someone with name and prestige just so that they can have a name. So you have to be able to categorize who is attacking you. You're going to have your psychos who smell like piss and make sure everybody knows they belong in the fucking psychiatry ward wrapped up and fucking drugs. And then there's your actual colleagues who have some level of power themselves, and my God, if they are attacking you, I swear to God, you are on your way, because they wouldn't attack you unless you were a threat. And when you're a threat to somebody who you have admired, that tells you who you are. So it's all good in the end, and, you know, it's exciting. So see the excitement in it, because it is exciting.
Absolutely. I use it as motivation. I said, that guy attacked me, now I'm going to destroy him. And that's what I've done. I've gotten bigger than these guys in one-tenth of the time that it took them to get there. Anywhere you go, you talk real estate nationwide, my name is more recognizable than a lot of the people who have been in the business 30 years, just because I kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And now what's funny is I have the same people that attacked me and different people running to me saying, dude, what's this pickup stuff? Can you teach me? Isn't that funny?
Hell yeah, it is.
Right. That's funny. So we can end it there. If any of you have a question live, press star 2 to raise your hand. We'll take your question. I know we've already done two, but we'll do maybe one more if you guys do have a question, and then we'll end it. If I could plug, I have about a little bit over an hour left, the Tactical Tongue, which is a product that I released last night. It is available for $97 for about another hour. Testimonials have been pouring in. Jump on my website, briancasella.com, if you want to go grab it. Is your product 24-hour period is already over, right, Arash? It's already doubled?
Yeah, it's done. And I love it because people are buying it at double price now. It always fucking just shocks me. I'm like, okay, this must be a brand new person that just heard of me, like, within the last fucking 5 hours. Because why the fuck would you wait and not get it at 97, now get it at 197? But I don't give a shit. They can do what they want to do. It's done now. The next thing for me is April 15th and 16th in San Jose is a live event called Prometheus, the Fire of the Mind. And this is where I will teach you guys how to refute, rebuttal, and attack your enemies. Basic ideas and premises, and so that they can never, ever, ever, in a conversation or verbally hurt you. I mean, it's impossible to do that with me. I will debate my position against anybody on the entire planet, and nobody wants to debate against me because they know they're going to fucking lose. So this is Prometheus, and I'm very excited. I'll take 10 men and 10 women. I have 3 girls signed up, 2 guys signed up, so do the math. 7 and 8 left. So that's what I got going on.
Yep. And I've been to the Prometheus events, and they're amazing, and I'm looking forward to it. So I personally vouch for it.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. So we'll end it there. I didn't get any questions, Arash. Thank you for being here. Another awesome podcast. But everybody else who joined us live and who is listening later, thank you too. And we will see you guys next week.
Get out of here.